listeners, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to our program today as we declare, souls are crying and men are dying. Let us work diligently to win the lost. This is Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I'm ministering on the topic, the three laws of recompense. They are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to God's children, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is universal and pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life, and sometimes it overlaps the others. I believe you will receive answers to many of the whys we often ask. Now, at the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of The Three Laws of Recompense.
But I want you to see that he said, when I wrote that letter, I wrote it with anguish of heart, affliction of heart, and many tears. But I did it so that you would know how much I abundantly love you. And if Paul was capable of those kinds of feelings for the children of Corinth, over whom he was a father in the spirit, how much more do you think our Heavenly Father, when he deals with us sternly? In fact, Paul said sometimes you got to rebuke them sharply, that they might be sound in the faith, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. How much more does God deal with us in love? Paul, who was a human, and Paul's tendency was to be stern. If he had a bent, it was towards being stern. Remember when he didn't want Mark to go with him anymore, and him and Barnabas? Barnabas says, come on, give him another chance. And Paul said, absolutely not. No way, I'm not going if Mark's going. And they had to split up because Paul had a tendency to be stern. But yet he said, I had to do this, and I did it because I love you. Now, how much more does our Father God, who's perfect in love, who's perfect in his desire and his relationship towards us, how much more, when he does it, is he going to do it for our good? And I'm going to finish, before I go to the next point, with this one scripture. Paul went on to say, and I've put a smiley face in my Bible next to this, 2 Corinthians 6:9, we are chastened, but we're not killed. How many ever felt like, thought your mama was going to kill you? Your daddy was going to kill you? But they didn't, because you're here today. And Paul said, sometimes we are chastened and we think we're going to die. We're chastened, but we're not killed. I don't know. That just struck my fancy. Maybe it doesn't yours, but I could just imagine Paul saying that. So you might be asking the question, all right, Sister Sharon. So if God does not chasten us in a way with bad things, you know, people that say that, you know, God let this sickness come on them, or God let this catastrophe happen to them, or God let this calamity, don't blame God for all that stuff. God does not chasten his children that way. Do you chasten your children that way? No, God does not do that. So some people say, well then why do some of these bad things happen to some of God's people? If it's not God doing it, then what is it? Because there's another law of recompense. Amen? And it is the law of sowing and reaping. And sometimes this law does overlap the law of wrath and the law of chastening. Now, most of you, if you would read the book of Genesis, so we're not going to go there, but you know that when God created the creation, when he made every single living thing, whether it was a tree, a flower, grass, birds, bees, fish in the sea, cows, reptiles, all the way to human beings, he said he made everything with its seed within itself. Everything has the seed within itself to reproduce. And every seed after its own kind. Amen? That's another reason why homosexuality cannot be of God, because two men nor two women can produce their own kind. They have to bring in the opposite sex. Whether they do it artificially or in a glass dish in the laboratory, whatever, they still have to bring in the seed from the opposite sex. Every seed after its own kind. So this is a universal law. The law is, whatsoever a man sows, that he's going to reap. It doesn't matter if you're talking about money. It doesn't matter if you're talking about your marriage. It doesn't matter if you're talking about your physical body or your spiritual life, or on and on. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Let's read it in Galatians 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived. How many remember we heard that a little earlier today?
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So God is saying, look at your life. Because whichever way you sow, that's what you're going to reap. If you sow to the flesh, to the world, you're going to reap corruption. But if you will sow to your Spirit, you're going to reap life everlasting. Now let me give you quickly, I'll read them off to you. Here's what the Bible says about sowing to the flesh. Proverbs 22:8. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, reap unproductive, profitless life. Job 4:8. They that plow iniquity and sow wickedness shall reap the same. Hosea 8:7. For they have sown to the wind, and they have reaped the whirlwind. They have reaped a tornado of calamity in their life. Hosea 10:13. Ye have plowed wickedness, and ye have reaped iniquity. Proverbs 6:14 and 19. He that sows discord amongst the brethren shall reap sudden calamity. Now these are some of the negative things. There are many more, but that's a few. These are some of the things that you need to realize. No one's going to get away. Amen? Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Now let's look what happens when you sow to the Spirit. Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. Proverbs 11:18. To him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. James 3:18. Sow in righteousness and reap peace. Everybody is going to reap what they sow, even Christians. So we have got to understand there's a difference between the law of chastening and the law of reaping. Some of the things that happen to us is because God is chastening us. And other things that happen is because we are reaping what we have sown. God does not suspend or rescind the law of sowing and reaping when we get saved. We read it in the New Testament. Be not deceived. What you sow, you're going to reap. He was talking to Christians. Amen? So sometimes stuff happens in our life and we're like, where did that come from? Well, look at your life. Ask yourself, what have I been sowing? In fact, Peter said that sometimes we suffer for God's glory. Because the Bible says, Paul said in Timothy, all they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's not a mystery. Today especially, that you can have any God you want, but don't say Jesus. You can pray all day long, but don't say in Jesus' name. You will suffer persecution and it's going to get worse. We expect that. We understand when they don't like us because of Jesus. But Peter said some of our suffering is for the glory of God. But you know what else he said? He said, and some of our suffering is for our own faults. 1 Peter 2:20. For what glory is it when ye be buffeted for your faults and you take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, well, that is acceptable with God. So he's clearly saying here, sometimes you're in the problem that you're in. You're having people problems. Anybody ever had people problems? But you know, if you got people problems at home, at school, at the job, in church, in the neighborhood, hello, maybe you're the problem. Maybe you're suffering and being buffeted for your faults. Amen? So instead of getting all bent out of shape, you need to stop and realize. Maybe you never said it to that person because you weren't that brave. But you thought, why don't they see everybody else is not the problem, it's them. Amen? Because when everywhere we look, we're being buffeted, buffeted, buffeted. We need to stop and examine ourselves and see whether we're the one. We have been mistreating people. Amen? Let's flip over to the fourth chapter while we're here in 1 Peter. Chapter 4, verse 14. Now, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. It's okay when we take persecution for the name of Christ. Oh, wow. In fact, we're going to get a blessing. God's glory is going to rest on us even heavier. But let's look at verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. Now, they're pretty stiff, a murderer and a thief. But look what he puts in the same little scripture. As a busybody in other men's matters. Whoa. That doesn't belong in that scripture, Peter. Murderers and thieves with busybodies in other men's matters. You see, if you are suffering because you've been a busybody, you may be a murderer metaphorically in that you're assassinating somebody's good character. You're speaking evil of someone. You're speaking maliciously of someone. You are stealing from them their good name, their good reputation amongst other people. You may be turning people away from them because you have preached to other people and soured them and given them something that's not true. Amen? You are sowing discord amongst the brethren. Watch out that you don't reap calamity and suddenly. Amen? So you see, sometimes it's God chastening us, but other times it's just the plain old law of sowing and reaping. We have sown untruthfulness. We have sown things that were not right, that weren't true, and therefore we reap them. If you sow, if you manipulate the truth, if you lead people to believe something that's not right, it's going to come back to bite you. I'm thinking of Jacob right now. Jacob went along with the plot of his mother and lied to his father and tell him he was Esau so he could steal the birthright and the blessing.
Amen. Friends, I hope you have been blessed and spiritually enlightened by our message, The Three Laws of Recompense, which are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to the children of God, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is a seminal and universal principle that pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life, physical, natural, relational, spiritual, and financial, just to name a few. In our very troubled and even calamitous world, we often hear and perhaps even ask those difficult questions. If there is a God and He is good, why are so many bad things happening? And what about the righteous, God's children? Why do they experience bad things? And then there's the problem of the ungodly who do wickedly and seem to get away with it. What's up with that? It doesn't seem fair, does it? I believe we can find answers to these and to many other objections people have about the way things seem to go in life when we look at these three clearly defined and biblical laws. There is great comfort for the obedient, instruction for the humble, and warning to the disobedient. The Three Laws of Recompense is available on CD for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Please ask for order number SK150. That's SK as in Sharon Knotts, 150. Remember, your love gift helps us to support the radio ministry and pay for the airtime on this station. Send your request for Three Laws of Recompense, order number SK150, and a love gift of at least $10 to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or you may order online at rghardy.org. God bless you, and until next time, Maranatha.